Fields of Color, February 1, 2012 by Ernie Noll. As the sun beam imparts to the flowers their varied and delicate tints, so does God impart to the soul the beauty of his own character. The Desire of Ages, page 313. Through the flowers of the field, God would call our attention to the loveliness of Christ-like character. Jesus says, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow." The Signs of the Times, June 19, 1893. In my dream, I see an individual walking with Jesus through a beautiful valley. This individual represents all who are striving to be like Jesus. At the foot of the hills, many trees grow into a thick forest. Each tree aspires to grow as high as possible and has been created with a noble design. The limbs of each tree grow outward and the leaves face upward to gather all the sunlight possible. I notice there are no clouds in the rich blue sky. Jesus says to notice the valley floor and how all the flowers are white as snow. I notice the green stalks of the flowers and how these represent life, growth, and support. As Jesus and this individual walk through the field of flowers, each flower moves its petals toward them, as if striving to show their beauty that God created. I also notice that after the flowers are walked on, they immediately spring back up, unbroken and perfect, but more beautiful than before. Jesus explains that the white flowers represent his righteousness and encouragement. Each of his people will need encouragement along the short path that lies just ahead. They will need encouragement for the events that are about to transpire on the earth. As each walks a path of trials, they are to remember God's words. As Jesus walks along with this individual, he explains that we cannot be like him while wearing our own garments. He hands the individual a white shirt to wear and says that it symbolizes his righteousness, which we must possess to be like him. Suddenly, all the flowers turn yellow. Now Jesus gives the individual a yellow shirt to wear. This color is to represent courage. Even though yellow on this earth has represented cowardice, Jesus declares that it stands for courage and boldness. The yellow flowers are a testament to the courage needed by God's faithful that will enable them to stand with their faces lifted up toward the Son of Righteousness. Each of them will experience a walk as if alone. However, each is to know that they will never be alone. Next, the flowers become red, and Jesus hands the individual a red shirt. This color symbolizes the burning love that Jesus has for each of his people and how he will walk beside them and the many times he will hold each one in his arms. He is asking that we each show a character of love. Again, the flowers change color. This time they are blue. Jesus gives the individual a blue shirt to wear. This color represents God's laws, which he gave because of his burning love for his people. He asks that we know and keep his laws. Jesus says to notice that after the blue flowers are stepped on, they immediately spring back up, stronger than before, just as God's laws stand forever. Psalm 111, verses 7 through 8 says that all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Jesus asks that we wear all his garments of color, which symbolize his character. He desires that we acquire all his character traits to perfectly reflect his image. Only then can we be among those who are they. Note, please see Heavenly Character Traits chart at end of footnotes below. The following is a list, not a complete list, but a list of heavenly character traits and the definitions and Bible references. Love, a spiritual, selfless agape love for God and mankind. Praise, revere and respect God, glorifying him, not self. Have concern and appreciation for others. See 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, Psalms 119, verses 6 and 15, and 1 John 3, verse 18, chapter 4, verse 7 and 11. Faith and trust. It means believe in God, rely on him. See Hebrews 11, verse 6, Proverbs 3, verse 5, Job 13, verse 15, and Psalms 56, verse 3. Obedience and loyalty means obey God and those in authority, parents, teachers, etc., who are in the Lord, render allegiance to laws of the land if they do not go against God's laws. See Deuteronomy 11, verse 27, 27, verse 10, Matthew 22, verse 21, Ephesians 6, verse 1, Titus 2, verse 14, and Revelation 3, verse 19. Courage and diligence means bold, ready to dare for God, determined, careful, zealous. See Joshua 1, verse 7 and 9, Proverbs 28, verse 1, 6, verse 6, and Hebrews 6, verses 11 through 12. Humility means not proud, arrogant, or hypocritical. See Matthew 5, verse 5, and James 4, verse 6. Health means not sick in mind or body. See 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, and 3 John, verse 2. Integrity, purity, truthfulness means moral, righteous, clean, free from sin, honest, transparent, sincere. See Proverbs 11, verse 3, Psalms 25, verse 21, Matthew 5, verse 8, 1 John 3, verses 2 through 3, Psalms 15, verses 1 through 2, and Zechariah 8, verse 16. Knowledge, discernment, watchfulness means knowing God's word, insightful, understanding, having good judgment, aware, and alert. See 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, John 7, verse 24, Ezekiel 44, verse 23, Matthew 7, verse 20, Matthew 25, verse 13, and 26, verse 41, Luke 21, verse 36, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6. Kindness, gentleness, and fairness means considerate, polite, tender, not harsh, just, and equitable. See Proverbs 19, verse 22, 31, verse 26, 2 Timothy 2, verse 24, Titus 3, verse 2, Deuteronomy 16, verse 20, Proverbs 4, verse 18, and Ezekiel 18, verses 5 and 9. Friendliness, compassion, means attentive, hospitable, sympathetic, good listener. See Proverbs 18, verse 24, Hebrews 13, verse 2, Isaiah 1, verse 17, John 15, verse 13, and 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Unselfishness, generosity, means yielding to God, considerate of others, provide or help with talents, time, or possessions as able. See Proverbs 22, verse 9, Matthew 16, verse 24, Matthew 10, verse 8, and Romans 12, verse 13. Patience, endurance, means experiencing problems calmly, without complaining, persevering. See 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, James 1, verses 3 through 4, Revelation 14, verse 12, Galatians 6, verse 9, and Revelation 2, verse 3. Contentment and peace means joyful, satisfied, no self-pity, and serene. See Exodus 20, verse 17, Philippians 4, verse 11, Hebrews 13, verse 5, 1 Timothy 6, verse 8, Isaiah 26, verse 3, Psalms 34, verse 14, and Psalms 119, verse 165. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4, verse 8. There is an individual work for us to do in union with Christ. We are to put on Christ, put on His qualities of character, to represent Him in all our words and actions, when we are willing thus to follow on to know the Lord, walking in humility before Him, and being taught of Him daily. The Holy Spirit will work through us, giving us power to represent to the world a better way. Pamphlet number 14, page 9, by Ellen G. White. The only way in which we can distinguish between the true Christian and the pretender to Christianity is by the fruit of the life. The works will testify whether or not Christ, the hope of glory, is formed within. Everyone who enters the kingdom of heaven will have been tested and proved. The Signs of the Times, December 18, 1893. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects of our characters, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 214. I saw that many were neglecting the preparation so needful and were looking to the time of refreshing and the latter rain to fit them to stand in the day of the Lord and to live in His sight. Oh, how many I saw in the time of trouble without a shelter! They had neglected the needful preparation. Therefore they could not receive the freshening that all must have to fit them to live in the sight of a holy God. Those who refuse to be hewed by the prophets and fail to purify their souls in obeying the whole truth, and who are willing to believe that their condition is far better than it really is, will come up to the time of the falling of the plagues, and then see that they needed to be hewed and squared for the building. Early Writings, page 71. The seal of the living God will be placed upon those who only bear a likeness to Christ in character. Last Day Events, page 221. What we make of ourselves in probationary time, that we must remain to all eternity. Death brings disillusion to the body, but makes no change in the character. The coming of Christ does not change our characters, it only fixes them forever beyond all change. Last Day Events, page 236. If you would be a saint in heaven, you must first be a saint on earth. The traits of character you cherish in life will not be changed by death or by the resurrection. You will come up from the grave with the same disposition you manifested in your home and into society. Jesus does not change the character at His coming. The work of transformation must be done now. Our daily lives are determining our destiny. Defects of character must be repented of and overcome through the grace of Christ. And a symmetrical character must be formed while in this probationary state, that we may be fitted for the mansions above. Last Day Events, page 295. As the will of man cooperates with the will of God, it becomes omnipotent. Whatever is to be done at His command may be accomplished in His strength. All His biddings are enablings. Christ Object Lessons, page 333. If possible, read the two volumes by Ellen White entitled Mind, Character, and Personality.